try to speak up just a little bit, Jose. Sometimes you're a little quiet. K0 PQW.
All right, this is KK4, JZX. How does that sound, Matt? I'd like to make sure that I'm coming through right. I think I had my microphone a little bit down below my speaking threshold here. KK4, JZX.
Yeah, that's a lot better, buddy. A lot better. KA0PQW.
Okay, this is KK4, JZX, Net Control. today we are beginning the very first Handy Ham TechNet. It is now 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern. And the Handy Ham TechNet was created to allow hams to come in and have a roundtable discussion and regarding any technology issues, any technology radio, RF, anything you can think about, you may bring to the table. At this time, it is I'd like to, buddy, and I'd like to thank you for joining us on this very first Handy Ham TechNet. And you are welcome to bring up any suggestions, any comments, any issues having to do with technology. We will address them here, and it will be every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. At this time, I'd like to thank the folks at Handy Ham for allowing this TechNet to take place. I'd like to thank AE5YC for being available to be my alternate here and for running the TechNet. And YC, do you have any comments at this time before we begin our Handy Ham TechNet? This is September 6, 2012.
Jose, the only thing I would say is be sure and start each TechNet off, any net off, by pausing to see if there is any emergency or priority traffic. So let's do that now. If there is any emergency or priority traffic before the TechNet begins, please go ahead now, and then we'll pass it back to Net Control, AE5YC. I heard, Jose. Let's take it away, Net Control. And get the ball rolling. I'll check in as soon as you call for check-ins. AE5YC, back to Net Control.
AE5YC, this is KK4JZX. Thank you very much. You don't know how many times I thought about that today, calling up emergency traffic. And by the way, if you feel like there's that you need to come in and announce any emergency traffic, please come in and announce it with break. And we will handle the traffic as appropriate, make the necessary phone calls, and take care of that as soon as possible. With that said, what I want to do right now is I've got some ground rules here that we've put together. There are no ground rules other than this is a directed net. Everyone is allowed to speak, and everyone is allowed to come in and make their comments. It's just that I ask that everyone checks in with me before making the comment, and I will make the call to as to where we're going with the net. So, being that it is a directed net, I would like to make some announcements toward the end of the net, then about an hour. It is 7 p.m., probably about 7:05 now, and we hope to be able to be done by 8 o'clock. At that time, anybody that would like to continue can continue. But we will officially close the net at 8 o'clock Central Time. And at this time, is there anyone that would like to check into the net and bring up any topic, anything that has to do with technology, radio, adaptive technology, anything that you feel that you need to bring up in terms of an issue that you're having? I don't want to delay it anymore, so let's get it going on. KK4, JZX.
KD0, Echo, Tango, Quebec, checking in.
Kilo 8, Hotel Sierra Yankee.
Alpha Echo 5, Yankee Charlie.
KA0PQW.
Okay, it sounds like I've got four stations there. Pro ETQ, K8HSY, AE5YC, and KA0PQW. All right, KD0ETQ, please come in and give us your handle and your comments at this time.
Hey, this is KD0ETQ, named Bill, Papa Hotel in Yolima, St. Louis. The only thing I had a question in that field, but I'm not sure it may be too broad a question or not really specific enough. I've never had it. I just got my general, which I could do this with a technician, I guess. I've never had a handheld in my life. I've done everything on the computer, and I'm going to be going to a ham fest and getting a handheld. I don't know anything about them. I know, you can find the frequencies, for the different repeaters and everything, but I hear some things about the tones and everything you got to put into them and all that. I'm not sure. This may be more of instructions you need, when you buy it. I'm just wondering how all that works, Are you just flipping on the frequency and hit transmit, or is there other things you have to activate, or is it, different for every brand you get? So that's kind of a question. Like I said, it may be too broad. May not be specific enough, but that's what I've been wondering about before I spend some money. This is KD0ETQ, back to Nick and Crow.
Okay, Bill, thank you. I'm gonna turn it to K8HSY, and that question you brought up is a good one. Let's see if the group here can actually give us an answer. K8HSY, please come in with your name and any comments for Bill there.
Yeah, good evening, Jose. This is Ron, Romeo, Ontario, Norway. And I'm really not the one to answer Bill's question. There's, I'm sure, people on this net far, far, far more competent than I am. I'm just trying to get up to speed myself with technology. I've been pretty inactive for the last several years. I've had a couple of handhelds, but they're they're boat anchors now. Jose, you asked me, wrote to me, and showed some interest in that J-PO antenna. I know you did also the double bazooka. I sent you the information on that double bazooka. But if you want to ask that to J-PO question here on the net, I'd be more than glad to entertain it and see if I could help you out. So that's all I have. Back to you. This is a good start for a very, very interesting net. So back to you, Jose. This is K8HSY.
K8HSY. Thank you. Today I won't be able to bring up it, but I definitely will be interested in speaking about it in a, perhaps via email or in a future TechNet. I am interested because I am building a Go kit that I'd like to be able to have for my when I do my my fundraising events. But I'm going to turn it over to AE5YC. By the way, thanks a lot for checking in, Ron. I definitely appreciate all the emails that you've been sending me and all the information. But let me turn it over to AE5YC, Herb. Herb, do you have any comments for Bill and at this time that you would help with? KK4JZX.
Yeah, fine business, Jose and Ron, and not for Bill, but how about Phil? Hi. That's KD0ETQ, Phil in St. Louis, Papa Hotel India Lima. I'm liking this already because I got a little bit of input for Phil, and I'm curious to query Ron about the double bazooka. Phil, I know that that Matt is going to have a lot more and more concise information for you, but here's a little bit of knowledge that I've picked up along the way about repeaters. A handheld and a mobile is zip. It's RF is RF. So it doesn't matter if it's a handheld or a mobile. And what you need to know is you need to know the repeater's frequency, and you mention tone. So when they mention frequency, they're normally talking about the frequency that you would listen on. As an example, here locally, the N5OZG repeater is listed as the 14682 repeater. If I'm listening on 14682. 0.82 megahertz. Now, if I want to talk, the input side is using a minus offset. That's the other thing that you need to know, whether it's a minus offset or a plus offset. And it's a minus offset, so when I'm talking, I'm actually keying up on 1462.220. 600 kilohertz is the standard 2-meter offset. And I know that Matt's got a lot better information on this. I know there's a break point where above a certain frequency, it's a plus offset. Below a certain frequency, it's a minus offset, or vice versa. But they publish the offsets. Let me reset here so I don't time out, which I am very prone to do. Let's hope that, as Jim would say, that buys me a nickel. So you have to know the frequency that you're listening on, and then the offset that would be the frequency you're transmitting on, and then the tone is something that stops the repeater from randomly keying up, or I should say it helps stop the repeater from randomly keying up by having a sub-audible tone that you send along with your carrier, and that's published. Again, the example is the N5OZG repeater here has a tone of 114.8 hertz, 114.8 hertz. So I looked that information up. I program my radio up, and the way you do it is radio specific, but what you do is repeaters, and then when you key up, you're transmitting that 114.8 hertz subaudible tone. It's normally below the level of hearing. That is recognized by the repeater. It breaks the squelch, and it retransmits what you're transmitting from the 146.220 example I'm using out on 146.820. And as I say, Matt knows a whole lot more about that. So let me pass it on down the line. But Ron, I want to get with you about some questions I have about the double bazooka, because I've heard a lot of good things. But let's pass it on down the line first. So I'll send it back to Net Control. And I know Matt is dramatically more well-versed in repeater techniques than I am, so he'll have a lot more for you. But that's my take on it, Phil. AE5YC, down in New Orleans, the big first TechNet, back to Net Control.
Herb, thank you very much, AE5YC. Phil, I'm really sorry that I know that you called your name phonetically, and for some reason I didn't grab that. KD0ETQ. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it over to Matt, and then I'll turn it back over to you so that you can provide your comments as well. So Matt, KA0PQW, please come in, and thank you for joining our net today, the very first Handyham TechNet. Come in with some comments for Phil, and then we'll turn it over to Phil after that. KK4JZX.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. KK4JZX in the group here, KA0PQW. Yeah, I mostly just came on to kind of help out, you know, in case to explain something. Herb did a pretty good job of describing that stuff. Now, of course, each handheld will be different. One thing I would recommend, Phil, is getting at least a dual-band handheld. Yeah, something that will give you not only 2 meters, but also 440. And maybe even a tri-band handheld, you know, if you're in a larger city. I would have one wherever I am. That's me. But the one that would do 2 meters, 220, and 440. Now, you mentioned the offsets. Each band has its own, such as 2 meters is a 600 kilohertz offset, whether it's plus or minus. And it happens to be on 2 meters that in most areas of the country, the standard is that below 147 megahertz, 147 megahertz is a minus offset, and everything above 147 is a plus offset. Now, That said, there are exceptions, and in certain areas of the country, like Southern California, there are some repeaters that are running other odd splits other than 600 kilohertz. But most likely you won't have to worry about that. I'm going to reset. Another thing about PL tones is most of these radios in the book, or in their book, or you can find them elsewhere, I suppose. When you're setting a PL, a lot of these handhelds want you to the tone frequency such as 114.8 to a chart number. So in the older handhelds, 114.8 tone was always, say, number 16. However, in like the Oshang handhelds and stuff, it's actually 17. And I believe it actually is in the Kenwood THF6A, because some of these things have an extra tone in them. So the thing to remember about PL tones is that, you know, this may take you a bit of understanding, and we certainly wouldn't expect you to absorb everything in one shot, you know. You can always ask questions. But the thing that everyone should remember about PL tones is that usually 100 hertz tone, or 100 cycles tone, is either going to be 12 or 13. So even if you don't know the exact tone number, if somebody says, well, a repeater on 146.85 is on tone 118.8. Okay, well, I know that it's higher than 100 hertz, so I know it's got to be a higher number than 12 or 13. So then I can try every one until I find it. And it won't take very long, because the other thing that you should know is that usually 20 or 21, depending on the vintage of handheld, is going to be 131.8. So if somebody says that it's 118.8, it's got to be between 12 and 20, or 20, 12 or 13, or 12 and 20, or 20, let's say. So that's something to know about PL tones. Let me reset again here. So, you know, I would, if I were you, Phil, I would maybe look at getting one of the little Oshang portals, W-O-U, let's remember how to spell it now, W-O-U-X-U-N, I believe it's spelled. My spelling is poor. But anyway, I would consider getting one of the Oshang portables. I've got a couple of them. Got a 2 meter 441 and a 2 meter 220 radio of those, and they're very nice. Also, TYT is now coming out with a tri-band handheld for 2 meters, 220 and 440. That is, that's going to be around, and of course, Kenwood has a very nice Kenwood THF6A, which is a little more spendy, but it's a very, very nice handheld in that not only can you get the ham bands, 2 meters, 220, and 440, but on that Kenwood THF6A will also allow you to listen to the AM broadband. It will cover HF, however not real well, of course, because it's just got a rubber duck antenna, so you need a little bit better antenna to put on it. But it will do it. It will also allow you to listen to FM radio and all kinds of other stuff. So, you know, it's all in how much money you want to put into it and what you want to do with it. Phil is one of the most two, but I hope that sort of helps out there. And I guess the only other thing is I'll announce we have 147.105 tone 100 up here at Owatonna online with us. That's new to the system, and we're glad to have Dave and Kay's repeater, the WB0VHA repeater, which is RF linked to mine, on here tonight. We haven't really publicized it around the area yet, but it is new. do on here. KK4JZX in the group, KA0PQW.
Thanks, Matt, for that that explanation. It sounds really really technical and actually really descriptive, not technical. But KD0 Phil, how does that did that make sense to you? Did you take some notes there? What are your comments before I turn it over to anyone else that might want to make a comment on your question? KK4JZX, come on in, Phil.
KK4JZX, KD0ETQ. Yeah, that answered. Yeah, I knew I couldn't get down to technical. I mean, completely down, because, you know, depends what brand of radio I have. I knew that would make the difference. But I just really was a little fuzzy on this, because I never have had a handheld. I've only gone by stuff I've read or what people have told me. Everything all my transmission have been across the internet, you know, through EchoLink and all the other things. But yeah, that kind of, you know, lets me know there's three basic things I need to know. You know, the frequency, the actual transmit frequency, and then the tone. I think I got it that way, and it's just depending, you know, where I'll have to find out what each one is. And I guess there's a, on each handheld, then I guess there's a little input device where you can just, which each one of these things can be set and I guess stored. And I guess it depends on the brand you get is how many frequencies, repeater frequencies that can be stored on these. You know, that's just things I'm going to have to learn. And then another time, maybe after I finally do get a handheld, I'll probably want to know about the minus L thing and all that on EchoLink. That's a whole nother deal. But yeah, that pretty much answered my question. I knew you had to, you know, you had a repeater frequency and then you had a transmit frequency of tones, and I wasn't sure how it all worked. But yeah, that helped with Matt and Jose and anyone else who gave any information of that. It helped me out a lot. So I don't want to time out here. Let me cut it, hold it, take a break here. Okay, that pretty much answered it. Because I've been thinking about it. I waited. Once I got the general, I said, well, I don't need a general to have a handheld. I could, like I said, I could have done it with a technician, but it's just making me I want to get into RF. I mean, now that I got the general, I want the handheld, and I'll want to get some HF equipment and, you know, do what I can. So thanks a lot for everyone that helped me on that. And I somewhere in the text box, I think somebody said after I made my comments, they wanted you to call for more check-ins, I guess, before anybody else commented what I had to say, so the entire hour isn't taken up by my question. So thanks a lot.
Oh, Phil, thank you. I was planning on asking for any further check-ins regarding this particular issue, or any new issues that questions that might come up. Are there any other check-ins at this time? Anybody that would like to come in and make any comments or bring up any topics that are of interest to you? This is KK4JZX, your net controller for the Handy Ham TechNet, September 6, 2012.
Whiskey after 6, dirty kitchen sink for Phil.
KD0 Echo Techno Quebec, Susie.
WA6DKS, Susie, thank you for coming in and joining us on this first Handy Ham TechNet of September 6, 2012. Go ahead with your comments for Phil, and then I'll take any further comments from the second station, which I will be naming after you clear. KK4JZX.
Okay, Phil. Two things. One is I would definitely recommend for a first handheld for you to get one that has the push buttons on the front, that has the numeric keypad on the front of the radio. There are some new ones out now that do not, but it'll make it a heck of a lot easier to program on the fly if you have those buttons. So it's something to look at. The other thing, too, that I would mention as far as radios go is that it's sort of like the Chevy Ford thing used to be. You know, either people liked Chevys or they liked Fords, but if they were Ford people, they didn't really want a Chevy and that sort of stuff. You're going to find the same thing with radios. If people buy Yaesus, they want only Yaesus. They don't want something else. So whoever you talk to, you need to pay attention, because some of them will only work with Kenwood. Some will only work with ICOM. Some will only work with, you know, whatever. But people get very attached to their brands is what I wanted to put across for you. You know, if you don't want to spend much money and you're not really sure what to do, you know, for a first handheld, that Oshang radio is really, really nice for a very first radio if you've never had a radio and don't know much about it. It's just like with anything. When you get something new, you don't know really anything about it until after you've had your first one, and then you can make a better informed decision. The nice thing about the Oshang is that you're not spending very much money compared to everything else. But anyway, that's the only thing that I wanted to add to that conversation is take a look and make sure that you're getting one that has the push buttons on the front. Some of the radios can be programmed by cables using your computer. Some cannot. So that's another thing to consider. You know, I know RT Systems is only doing the Oshang radio as far as with cables. They're not doing any of the other Chinese radios. But they are doing, you know, the Kenwoods and Yaesus and all of those, and ICOM. So I just want to let you know to be aware of something like that, because some radios you can program with the cables, which makes it a heck of a lot easier, especially if once you've got a list of frequencies you want to then change them around, you can usually cut and paste them. So anyway, that's it. That's all I wanted to add. KD0ETQ, I hope that gives you a little bit more information. Back to KK4JZX. Thanks, Jose.
WA6DKS, Susie, thank you for your comments. And Phil, KD0ETQ, does that answer your question before I turn it over to any further check-ins tonight on a particular issue? I think we're pretty much doing really well on this one. Phil, what are your comments on that? And then I'll ask for more check-ins here.
Okay. Yeah, Jose, that pretty much answers it. Yeah, I know there's going to be little things I have to learn, you know, because I have never had a handheld. So, yeah, and Susie, I think I will look for something with the, you know, with the buttons there on the front, some easier, some you can, you know, it's at least for a first thing, because, I mean, I don't know anything about it since I've done nothing but computer. So it'll have to be something. It'll take me time, you know, to go through. But, yeah, that everybody's answered my question, and I appreciate Susie coming in. And yeah, I know the thing about the brands. I hear that from a lot of people. I mean, like I said, I've just got the licenses back in the last 4 years. I was a tech back in the early 60s. I was a teenager. So I remember back then, you know, everybody said, well, you're no good unless you got the Collins S line. You know, and it was, you know, it was all, everybody had their, you know, unless you're got a lot of money, you weren't going to afford the Collins S line. But, you know, yeah, I understand that. And I guess, you know, it'll take me time to find out which brand is him. So thanks a lot, and that answers my question. I guess we can go on from here. So back to Net Control. This is KD0ECHO, Tango, Quebec.
Okay, I'm gonna open it up to anyone in this group here and anyone out there that is that would like to make a call, any new topic be interested in at this time. Anyone within the group that we have here, or anyone else to join us at this time, please call Net Control for this Handy Ham TechNet tonight. KK4JZX.
XK5HG.
AE5YC.
AD1MU. Just checking in. No comments.
Alpha Echo 4 Alpha Mike. Good evening. Check me in and out.
Hello. Charlie 2 Hotel Sierra Uniform. Checking in. No comments. Phil Niemer.
Okay, I'm gonna stop it there right now because I have several stations that I didn't quite get because they got interrupted. The first station, would you please come in with your call sign again? It's HGU. I think it's XK5HGU, but I don't think I got that right. Would you come back with your call sign, please, in phonetics? KK4JZX.
Hey, Jose. The call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 5 Hotel Golf Uniform. I am located in Dallas, Texas here. Go ahead.
Got it. KF5HGU. Okay. And I've got AE5YC, Herb, and a couple of other stations that I were just checking in. I'd like to let you know that you don't if you want to listen in, the Handyham TechNet is for roster check-in. It is for participation in a technical discussion. So we would be happy to welcome you to jump in and discuss any of the topics on the table. We're talking with Phil about radios, and we'd like to add more topics if possible. And I'm going to call out the rest of the stations. There were two stations that I could not quite get because it got broken up. But I'll call back on those. KK4JZX. At this time, I'd like to call K5HGU. Please come in. This is KK4JZX.
KK4JZX, K5HGU. Well, good evening, Jose. I just wanted to check in. I really don't have any other particular comments to make other than to pass along to Phil that the O'Shing is, I have two of them, and that is my only 2-meter 440 radio. I've really enjoyed them. They're easy to program, durable. I've dropped mine twice and drop-kicked it once, and they're still... still talking, so I would say that it would be a good first radio for him. KF5HGU, back to net.
KF5HGU, thank you very much for your suggestion. And all right, AE5YC, what have we got? KK4JZX.
Excellent job, Jose. I think the inaugural net's going really well. And I wanted to, first of all, say to Phil, don't worry about taking up the time. We have no agenda here on the TechNet, so whatever gets discussed, and we'll take a topic as far as everybody is still interested in it. And what we don't get this week, we'll get to hold over to next week. So don't worry about asking questions. And AB1MU, Joel, AE4AM, Gary, KC2HSU, Chris, appreciate you checking in. We're really not looking for numbers, but we're always ready to say hello. So, and KF5HGU, Bob, thanks for putting a word in about experience with the Ocean radios. That's the big thing that we're looking for, but of course, anybody is welcome to stop in and say hello anytime. Now, if Ron's still around, K8HSY, I know you mentioned the J-Pole and the Double Bazooka. I've had some interest in the Double Bazooka, and Ron, if you wouldn't mind, I'm curious if the Double Bazooka is only appropriate for single-band use or with a tuner and the appropriate feed line. Do you have any experience with using them multi-band? I've heard that they've got really good noise immunity, and being in a suburb where I'm at, I've got a lot of noise issues. I'm using a G5RV Junior right now, and I've been thinking about changing out to an oversized and 30-foot long fed with 450-ohm ladder line and letting the ends droop down. I've read that the current voltage distributions make that a very acceptable configuration, but I'd be curious about the Double Bazooka. So, Ron, if you wouldn't mind, when Net Control calls on you, and anyone else that's got input, my curiosity right now is in the Double Bazooka antenna. So, AE5YC, back to Net Control. Doing a great job there, Jose.
Thank you, Herb. And I've got AB1MU, and I missed one. And then I have KC2HCU. If any of those stations would like to make a comment, please come in. If none of those stations come in, and then I'll just turn it over to K8, okay? KK4, JZX.
J0JW.
Okay, that last station that just came in, would you repeat your call sign and phonetic, please? I didn't quite get it. It got broken up in the beginning. KK4, JZX.
Kilo, America 0, Juliet Whiskey.
All right, K0JW, the 4JZX, come in with your comments before we turn it over to Ron for the comments on the question by AE5. KK4JZX.
And I know there was a net going on. Hamilton here is Jeff, and Mobile in southern Minnesota, south of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Just on the way home, and thought I'd try the repeater. So anyway, I guess 73s, and I'll turn it back to you guys for your net. KA0JW Mobile.
Okay, Jeff, thank you very much for joining us. And if you'd like to listen in, please do. We're discussing a couple of topics right now, one having to do with choosing a radio, and then another one about the bazooka. And I'm going to turn it over to Ron, which is K8Y. Ron, do you have any comments for Herb? His question, KK4JZX.
Well, to be honest about it, Jose, I got a phone call right in the middle of things, and I took the phone call, and I missed Herb's question. And so I apologize for that. Be glad to answer the question. I just don't know what it is. So if you want to help me out here, Jose, I'd appreciate it. Over.
AE5YC, go ahead. Ron has would like you to repeat the question. Go right ahead, and you guys can take it from here. And then call me back when you guys are ready. KK4JZX.
Thank you, Net Control. K8HSY, AE5YC. Ron, the double bazooka, and I've had some interest in a double bazooka. Right now, I'm using a G5RV Junior with an MFJ antenna tuner, which gives me pretty good coverage of 40 through 10. And because I'm using a hybrid, I can actually squeeze out 80 meters, although very inefficiently. I do get the high end of 80 meters with an acceptable SWR. But I've heard some good things about the double bazooka's noise immunity, and I was curious if that is a single band only, or if you have any experience with using that multi-band with an antenna tuner. And if so, what kind of configurations you've looked at? And if just a single band, I'd still be interested in the configuration that you've used. I would probably think about putting one up for to do PSK31. So I'll turn it over to you and see what you got on the double bazooka there, Ron, AE5YC.
Yeah, okay, Herb, AE5YC. And this is K8HSY. Actually, the double bazooka is meant to be a single band antenna. I, frankly, with a tuner, you probably could get away with maybe using it on some other bands, but it's primarily a single band, multi-band, or a single band antenna. My experience with them, and I've used them quite extensively, has been very positive. They do it's a really, really excellent job with relatively low SWR across a fairly wide bandwidth. And that's what I really like about them, is the fact that they give you a very low SWR across a very wide, and it would work really quite well for 20 meters. And they're fairly easy to construct. The most difficult part of the construction is getting the center connection right, but that's not that difficult either. So if you understand the construction of them, why you're in good shape. And did you get the article I sent out that I made available? If you did, then the construction details in that article. If you need any more construction details, I'd be glad to give you that too. Over.
Ron, I did not get the construction article, but if you wouldn't mind emailing me a copy of it, I'd love to read it. I have looked at a couple of designs on them, but always anxious to look at another. If I've got the gist of it, I tie the center conductor to the shield on the outside edge, and then I have to strip back the center and break the connection and connect it to just the center in each direction. But I can look at the article. I'd be very interested in seeing the article. My email is my call, AE5YC, at Outlook.com, Microsoft's new website, or email domain, AE5YC.com. If you wouldn't mind shooting me a copy, I would appreciate it. And thanks for the info. Everyone that I've talked to has given me really good reviews of the Double Bazooka. Wide bandwidth and noise immunity seem to be the two hallmarks. I kind of knew already that it was a single band, but I figured I'd ask anyway, just in case I'd run into somebody who'd tried using it multi-band. I'm almost certainly going to at some point try and stretch the envelope, but having a tube final radio, you can do a little testing and not worry about smoking the finals too easily. So, well, thanks for your help, Ron. I'll turn it back to Net Control, AE5YC, back to KK4JZX, the TechNet Net Control.
Thank you, Herb and Ron. Appreciate that. I'd like to call anyone anywhere at this time that might be interested in having a discussion about this particular topic, which is incredibly interesting. Is there anyone anywhere that would like to have a make a comment or have a question about what Ben and Ron have been talking about? KK4JZX, Net Control.
KE5AGH.
Good evening, Jose from N6 NFF.
My goodness, I've got two stations there, Eddie and Doug. I think I got them right. I'm starting to remember people now. all right. It's KE5AGH. What have we got tonight, Eddie? And what comments do you have for the net and for anything that's been discussed so thus far? Please come in, Eddie. KK4JZX.
All righty. Well, with the first guy about the tone question, most things can do a tone scan, and that way you can nail it down that way. But with the antenna you're talking about, the military used it. I put up a factory one for somebody on a pretty tall tower. They do take up a lot of space. They would prefer the ends at 180 degrees apart from one another, but it says in the instructions only that to get within tolerance would be 120 degree tolerance, that if you know, so you got to kind of work that out. They are pretty long, but he really liked it. He wanted it. He went ahead and just went the factory way, and I always keep up with people that I put antennas up for, and if I have a chance of listening to them or see them perform, all that's taken into account. So, I forget just how much the length was, but that's what it said in the factory instructions. I wanted to make sure that was pretty clear, because they are long. KE5AGH.
Okay, Herb. I think there was an answer there for Phil actually, and one for you, Herb. AE5YC. But if Phil wants to jump in, Phil, do you have any comments about that? KK4JZX, and then I'll just go ahead and AE5YC. This is KK4JZX, and then we'll turn it over to Doug. Over.
Oh, okay, Jose. No, I understood. Yeah, that they can do a scan. He told me there could be a scan on the tones and that. And yeah, I got all the remarks and help, and I've been reading the text box too about some of the things they've been talking about. So. Yeah, I think so far all my questions have been answered, and there's a ham fest coming up in about a month. And, you know, usually there's landers standing with quite a few tables there, so I imagine I'll be able to find, you know, have a, at least have a pick of a few things out of there. And if I don't get it there, if I don't see anything that's worthwhile or something too complicated, I'll probably just order something. I don't know if I want to go to eBay. I've got stuff from eBay before. So it's been okay, but I know you can run into a lot of trouble with that. But I'll eventually find something over the next, I kind of like to get it over the next 4 to 6 weeks anyway. I think you told me to turn it, back to Herb. So, I have a YC. This is KU0ECHO, Tango, Quebec, and the net.
Yeah, fine, Bismal. And, Phil, also, just a comment. I have an Oshang radio, which I really like. I think those are a great value. After I bought the Oshang, I found a radio that's a Baofeng, B-O-U-F-E-N-G, I think it is. And heaven help us with these names. But I have to tell you, I actually like that radio better than the Oshan. I find it a little bit easier to program from the keyboard, the UV5R. And what I really liked about it was they were $48 delivered. I thought was an excellent price, less than half of the Oshang. And it's only marginally different, but it's a good little radio, and I've used them quite a bit. So you might want to look into those and ask around, see who's used what. That's, I think, pretty good on the handheld topic. And, Eddie, I appreciate the information on the antenna. Most of mine end up being a V because I don't put a center support in there, so it's not even an inverted V. It's a true V because it's too hard to get a support in the middle of my... But I think the double bazooka you treat just like a standard dipole, so I would expect that it would be, the length is dependent on the frequency, of course. So I would expect that a 20-meter dipole, 33 or 62 feet, I forget now, doing the math in my head, but... It's not going to be too long. Only if I wanted to go up to 80 meters or 40 meters wouldn't even be too bad. 80 meters would be the rough one. But if I'm wrong on that, if it needs to be longer than a half wavelength, somebody clue me in for sure. And if there's any other topics that anyone's got out there, please be don't hesitate to bring those in. All topics are open for discussion. I feel pretty good about what I've heard so far, and hopefully everybody's gotten a little bit of information out of it. So I'll pass it back to Net Control, and we'll see if there's any other stations that want to check in and any other topics that they would like to bring up. 85YC, back to Net Control.
We've got one more station here. This is KK4JZX, Net Control for the Handyham TechNet. The very first Handyham TechNet in September. Today is September 6, 2012. And we hope to be able to have this TechNet every at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and we've got N6NFF Doug. How's it going, Doug, tonight? And what are your comments for the net?
Well, good evening, Jose, and everybody else here on the inaugural edition of Handyham's TechNet. This is N6NFF. My name is Doug, Delta Oscar Uniform Golf, and I'm located in Sacramento, California. My question tonight, my comment is in the form of a question, and that is, what does a double bazooka look like? I get the impression that perhaps it is similar to a dipole, but where does the similarity between the double bazooka and the dipole end? I've never seen one before, even going back to the days when I had vision, so if a gentleman who has knowledge of the double bazooka would like to tell us what it looks like, I'm sure there are other people here listening that may not know what the differences between it and a dipole are. Now, that's my question. I'll turn it back over to you. KK4JZX and the TechNet, this is N6NFF.
All right, Doug, N6NFF. Thank you for checking and asking your question. I think this question is for Ron, which is K8 S HSY. I'm sorry about that. K8HSY. Come in, Ron, and if you have an answer for Doug, we definitely appreciate that. KK4JZX.
Yeah, I'm sorry, fellas. I'm not being very good here on the net tonight. We got one horrendous storm brewing here, and so I was out trying to figure out what we needed to do in preparation of the storm. We got about 65 mile an hour winds. We got trees coming down and pretty severe storm. So I'm sorry I did not catch Doug's question again, but I heard another comment about. I got the impression somebody thought that the double bazooka was extra long, and maybe I misunderstood. But the double bazooka is not. It's not any longer than a dipole would be. Not at all. And it's a lot broader band, and it's a lot quieter. I think it's a much better antenna. It gives you gain over the over a dipole as well, Jose. And back over to you.
Ron, the question by Doug was, what does a bazooka, what does the antenna look like? Would you be able to describe it to us in detail so that Doug can picture it? That was the question. KK4JZX, back to Ron.
Yeah, okay. I may have to get off the air here because, we're in the midst of a pretty bad storm. The antenna is really kind of interesting. The center portion of the antenna is made entirely out of coax, 58 or 52 ohm. And the dimensions, I don't have the dimensions here at my fingertips, but it's a length of a coax makes up the center portion. And on the ends of this length of coax, on each end, you take the center conductor and the braid and solder them together, tie them together. And from those ends, each end, you extend out a piece of wire. I use a number 12 vinyl-covered wire for the extension pieces. So that on each end you have a length of number 12 wire that extends out. Now, coming back to the center of this piece of coax, the center, you cut around the jacket on the outside and strip it back about an inch on each side from the center point, from the exact center point. And then you very carefully cut around the braid in the exact center, around the braid, the outer shield, and take and divide that into a right and left section. Do not cut into the center connector. Do not touch that center shield, that center vinyl, and the center conductor at all. You leave that intact. So you cut around that shield. And you form two pigtails or two connections, one representing the right half of the antenna, the other left. And those are what you connect your 52-ohm feed line with. You feed it with 52-ohm coax as well. So you connect the center braid of your feed line to one of those pigtails and the braid of your feed line to the other one that's in the center. And that's it. That's essentially it. It's not a difficult antenna to make, but it sure does a very, very good job. I hope I explained that fairly well, Jose. Back over to you. This is K8HSY.
All right, Ron, sorry, K8HSY. Thank you very much. Doug, N6NFF, does that answer your question? And do you have any further questions about it? And after that, I'm going to turn it over to anyone after your comment. K8-4JZX.
Jose, I'm very satisfied with Ron's explanation. That's a good description of the double bazooka, and I thank him very much for helping me out with that, and Ron Stutter. Jose, I'll turn it back to you and wish everybody a very pleasant evening. KK4JZX from N6NFF.
Doug, it's always a pleasure hearing you and speaking with you, so please come back. This is going to be happening every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central. And we're definitely going to have lots of things to talk about. Is there anyone that would like to make any comments? KA0PGW, I'd like to call on you to see if you have any comments about what's been discussed thus far. Matt, come in. This is KK4JZX.
KE5AGH for just one comment.
Any one comment on what's been discussed so far? It is 8:03 Central Time, 9:03 Eastern Time, and we've had a pretty good net thus far. So we're coming up to closing the net. But is there anyone on the group that would like to make any further comments at this time? Please call Net Control for this Handy Ham TechNet for September 6, 2012.
KB0UCO, KB0UCO. I would just like to check in one for the count. KB0UCO, Linton.
Alpha Delta 4 Echo India, 84EI.
Okay, I've got two stations there. I've got one that was just for a check-in, and thank you for the check-in. I think you said it was Linton. We definitely appreciate it, and stay tuned for the TechNet. If you'd like to make any comments, feel free to make them at this time, and I'll call the second station, which is AD4EI. But at this time, KB0. UCO, please come in. This is KK4JZX, Net Control for the Handy Ham TechNet tonight.
Okay, this is AD4, yeah, the name is Wendell. I'm a friend of K8HSY, Ron's there. And I think maybe he had got me in on this. Just want to say good evening to you. And maybe this is AD4EI. I want to say hello to Ron there.
AD4EI, please hold on for a second. I was calling another station, but thank you for checking in, and I'll come back to you. But KB0, Linton, would you please come in if you have any comments for the net? If not, I'll move on to the next station, KK4JZX.
No comments. Just one for the count, and thank you for everybody to do this. I'm gonna try and check in all the time. KB0 UCO, and I'm down here in Austin, Minnesota, not too far from PQW.
Okay, thank you very much, KB0 UCO. I appreciate that, and please join us. Feel free to join us to listen or to participate in our Thursday night TechNet for the Handy Ham every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. The next station is AD4EI. I know you jumped in there. Would you come in with your call sign, please? I mean, with your handle, and any comments for any of the topics that have been discussed thus far on this TechNet for Handy Ham, for the Handy Ham TechNet. KK4JZX.
Hey, pardon me. This is AD4EI. My name is Wendell. Pardon me for jumping in there. I thought you turned it back over to me. My apologies, my friend. I just joined in, so I don't know anything about your net there. But Ron there, K.A., a good friend of mine there, I think he must have contacted me. Somebody did. So, sorry about jumping in there. So we'll let you go. This is AD4EI in Summershade, Kentucky. Over.
AD4EI, this is KK4JZX. No need to apologize. We welcome every call here. And it's definitely a pleasure to hear you. And I'll let Ron jump in really quickly, and since you said that you know him, and Ron, if you could make comments, and then we'll move on here on this TechNet, which is about to close tonight. This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
I had one last comment, KE5AGH.
Yeah, okay, Jose. Wendell, I would like to talk to you later, but off the net. I don't want to take up the net time here. This is a technical net. I don't want to take up net time. But I'll give you a call later tonight or probably sometime tomorrow and catch up with you and find out about that doctor's report. So go ahead, Jose. Go ahead and continue on with the net. You have some other people you need to pick up. This is K8HSY.
K8HSY. Thank you very much. But you guys are always welcome to come in here and listen. And I'm always willing to help in any way possible. I think I've got Eddie here, KE5AGH. Eddie, come in with your comments, with your final comments for the Handy Ham TechNet for Thursday, September 6, 2012. This is KK4JZX, your net control.
Yeah, on the antenna I was talking about there on the bazooka, I forgot to mention I was talking about 150 meters.
That 160 meter one out of the factory package, it just really dwarfs an 80 meter. It just does. You got to have the real estate. The instructions also said they wanted it 20 feet off the ground, and the way we was able to do that, we couldn't get it quite a 180 out of it. We got about 120 degrees tolerance there with the ends, and was able to go up and take a ladder up in the tree and put a screw-in hook, and then came down the ladder and screwed in another hook, and that was able to make it to where the rope could be lowered. He could walk up to the tree, let the antenna down, tune it, go back to the tree, and pull it back up in the air and never have to get 1 foot off the ground, was the way it was set up. And that's what, like I say, that's what was recommended, instructions there on it. Big antenna, but a good one. KE5AGH. Thanks for picking me up.
Okay, Eddie, thank you very much, and I'm sorry that it took me so long to reach you, and for your comments. Always a pleasure hearing you and your comments. Hope you can every Thursday here time. Is there anyone anywhere that would like to make any comments before we close this net for this Handy Ham Tech Net for tonight, September 6th, 2012? This is KK4JZX, your net control.
KA0PQW, you reach
it. KI6, that's Eddie.
That last station, I've got K0PQW, but I've got one more station. Would you repeat your call sign, please, in phonetics? My apologies. This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
This is Kilo India 6, Zulu Zulu Echo. Jose, good evening, everybody.
I think I got that one. KI6, Zulu Zulu Echo. I'll come back to you after A0PQW. Hey, Matt, what's up? This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
Yeah, did you call on me a few minutes ago? I thought I heard my name mentioned right as my KH0PQW.
Yeah, Matt, I called on you because there were some discussions about the bazooka antenna and some other configurations there and discussions, and I wanted you to weigh in on what was being discussed, but I don't know if you heard any of it. Did you hear any of that, Matt, and would you like to comment on it? This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of experience with the double bazookas. A buddy of mine has a few of them. Other than that, everything, I guess, that I would know about, it's kind of been covered. You know, they're generally a single band antenna. They're quite good. I know the people that I know that have used them have been real happy with the double bazookas. And I would certainly, if I needed a, you know, that would certainly be something I would consider. But other than that, I'm not completely knowledgeable about the double bazookas and the inner and the real workings. So I guess all that's been covered, Jose. But anyhow, I've heard most of everything. I've been doing odd. I've been getting my guitar ready for the show tomorrow night and stuff. So did that here a little bit. Put a new string on it. The broke one. Did that, and then my mom called me here just a few minutes ago. So, but I've heard most of the TechNet, and I think you've done a great job there. And I think that's inevitable that you'll get a few guys that just check in for the sake of checking in. Don't know if there's any way around that, but I think overall it's been great, and people have discovered the 105, but it's on the 105, and I guess that's inevitable, but that's the way it is, and nothing wrong with that. Just that it, so that it doesn't become overwhelmed with just people checking in for the sake of checking in, I guess, because we want it to be a technical discussion. Anyhow, I guess that's it, Jose. KK4JZX, KA0PQW.
PQW, thank you very much, Matt. I don't mind the check-ins. I think that we, if people are listening and they become interested in the topics, then we have made it. It's our goal to have as many people as possible listen in. Eventually, hopefully, they can join us and be part of the Handy Ham TechNet every Thursday night. And by the way, thanks, Matt. I'm going to turn it over to KI6 Zulu Echo. KI6 Zulu Zulu Echo. This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet, September 6, 2012. Please come in.
Good evening, Jose. I think this is Raul, KI6SETI from Stockton. I really don't have no really comments about anything else, but I did hear about, I have a few friends down here in the locally in the Modesto area that they really say good things about those double bazookas. So if in the future, if I get to that point, I'm really thinking very highly of getting me one of those. I really don't have any other comments. I really think this net is going to be a great informant, and I'm going to make sure that I'll be here every week. Jose, you did a wonderful job, and keep up the good work. KK4JZX, this is Kilo India 6, Zulu Zulu Echo. Have a wonderful evening.
Kilo India 6, Zulu Zulu Echo. Raul, thank you, Raul, for joining this net. Hopefully we can have you every Thursday. Don't forget, it's going to be every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We want one. Even if somebody wants to check in, we'll take it. But we would rather have the technical discussion. Is there anyone in the group that we have thus far that would like to make any further comments before we make the final announcements and close the net for tonight? This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet for September 6, 2012.
AE5YC.
All right, Herb, AE5YC. Heard you there? Come in. This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet.
Thanks, Jose. Before you shut it down, I just wanted to say you did a great job on the net, and I really appreciate everybody that's shown up. We're figuring this out as we go along, so I'm glad that everybody is understanding. I wanted to make sure everybody that is still listening understands that no matter what topics we start off with, if you have something that you'd like to ask a question, drop a hint, or bring up as a topic for a potential discussion, always feel free to chime in. Just because we started off with the 2 meter and 70 centimeter and VHF UHF in general and double bazooka antennas, it's not limited to whatever topics get rolling in the very beginning, so everyone feel free to change the topic at any time. If you've got something, just lay it on the table, and we'll all gather around and dissect it and have a good time with it. So I very much enjoyed the net, and I really appreciate you calling it, Jose. So I'll turn it back to you, and 73s to everyone out there on the net. Thanks again for showing up. AE5YC, back to net control.
Thank you, Herb, AE5YC, KK4JZX. I appreciate the opportunity to be part of this. We definitely are going to make some great strides here. I know that we're going to come in and have lots of productive discussions. I think an example of when people get together and they want to talk about things, then they can definitely do it. And Phil, thank you very much for bringing in your very first topic on the Handy Ham TechNet. We appreciate that. And Ron, thank you for the bazooka discussion. And all the other people that joined us, WA6DKS, AE5YC, I can't remember them all. Eddie, thank you. Unless there are any further comments, I will give the final announcements, and which are quick, and then I'll close the net for tonight. This is KK4JZX, your net control for the Handy Ham TechNet, September 6, 2012. Okay, hearing no other stations, I would like to thank everyone again for participating. It is productive when we discuss things that make people learn new things and make a difference. And so it's definitely been a productive night. It is now 9:21 Eastern Time, I guess 8:21 Central.
And all I want to tell you is that Handy Ham has a daily a net at 11 a.m. And we have our new Handy Ham TechNet, which is at 7 p.m. Central. The two other nets, the Trivia Net at 7 p.m. And so if you listen in, please join us. Join the Handy Ham Nets every day, 7 days a week at a time, and the other nets at 7 p.m. This is KK4JZX turning the equipment over to regular operating procedures. Over and clear.
And the crowd went wild. Yay! Good job, Jose. I think the TechNet got off to a bang-up start there. Very well done. 8E5YC.
XRLP, KA0P, QW.
Yeah, I just missed it there, Matt. But, hey, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm on my 2000 here. The 105, I'm using the CTCSS on there. And when I'm using that, I'm not hearing... You're not coming over that when I get that on. Is there something I need to do different, do you know?
Well, I'll be damned. I haven't tried that. My decode's working on my handheld. You mean you're using decode, right?
Well, on the 105, it was working good. Haven't had any problems with it before. But now that you're linked into them,